one of the most famous caches in all Londonshire Torah. The famous question of the Beis Yosef. I don't know whether it's in the Torah tomorrow, but it's a very famous question of the Beis Yosef. And that is, why is Hanukkah 8 days? Well known, the Nes of Hanukkah, the Akabim found a parshemen. They found a parshemen and they came to the Beit HaMikdash, the Timukol HaShmanim, all the Shmanim, all the oils were tomei, and they found one particular parshemen, and with that parshemen they lit for 8 days. After the Beis Yosef, so the Nes was 8 days, it filled up again, it burnt for 8 days. After the Beis Yosef, why do we keep Hanukkah for 8 days? The Nes was not 8 days, the Nes was actually 7 days, because their 1 day would have burnt in any case. 1 day would have burnt, so the additional Nes was 7 further days. So at the Beis Yosef, why do we have Hanukkah? The Beis Yosef on the Shulchan Aruch, on the spot, he asked the question, why do we have Hanukkah for 8 days? We should have Hanukkah for 7 days, because 7 days was the Nes where the oil continued burning. There are literally hundreds of different answers to this question. It's a very, very popular topic. We'll actually talk about one answer which the Beis Yosef himself said on the spot. He actually answers, and he says like this. Beis Yosef says that when they poured the oil in, they poured it from the pach shemen, the pach is the little jar, and that was poured into the ner. The ner, for those of the Gemara, the ner is actually the cup where it holds the oil inside the menorah. And they poured it in, and as they poured it in, it refilled itself. It refilled itself, and they poured it in, and they looked into the pach, and here the pach was full again of oil. So therefore, on the first day, there's a Beis Yosef, on the first day, there was also an S. On the first day, there was also an S, because even though we say normally it should continue burning, we should say the first day it burned, but then the next day it carried on burning, but the first day was no S. No, says the Beis Yosef, the first day was also an S. Why? Because it refilled itself. Very nice answer, Chiddush. On that answer, I have a question. What about the eighth day? Very good. Push the question. What about the eighth day? On the eighth day, so it refilled itself. There was no necessity for the Shemen to refill itself on the eighth day. That's a question which I haven't seen brought down, this question. What we achieved by answering that refilled itself. So on the first day, refilled itself, developing, we've got a nest. Second day, third day, fourth day. On the eighth day, they already had arrived from where they had to go to get the oil, well known. They arrived from the back with the oil, there was no need for such a nest. So Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a nest for no necessity. We'll see, maybe we can deal with that problem. The Prime Brisker asks on this Beis Yosef. He asks a separate question on the Beis Yosef. And he asks like this. To light the menorah, we have to have Shemen Zayizach. The din of Shemen Zayiz. You have to have olive oil. Comes from an olive press. The olives, the initial drop that comes out, that is the Shemen Zayizach. After the Chaim, this oil, what happened the first day, if we say this chat, if we say the Poshup Shat is well known that it continued burning for 8 days, so they had Shemen Zayit, they found a pack of Shemen Zayit, and that Shemen Zayit continued burning for 8 days. But if we say that the Shemen Zayit renewed itself, Shemen Zayit came, Shemen min HaShemayim, or somehow it was a Merdik in Neth and it renewed itself, can we call this Shemen Zayit? Or was this called Shemen Shel Neth? That's what Chaim discussed. That is not Shemen Zayit. So if you'd send it to a laboratory and you'd analyze its properties, you would say, yes, it's Shemen Zayit. It has exactly the same. The Rebbeinu Shlom creates the thing, as much as the Rebbeinu Shlom can take the shemen out of the olives, the Rebbeinu Shlom can create exactly the same thing without any olives at all. So maybe the chemical components would be definitely shemen zayis. But this is not shemen zayis, this is shemen shomnes. And the fact that Gemara's about this, there's Gemara's in Menachos, about chitim shiyodu ba'ovin, if it's chitim which came down from Shemaim, where they're called chitim from Menachos. So after the Chaim Vizka, how can we call this Shemen Zayit? How is this kosher for the menorah? That's very such a prime discussion. I've been brought down by Shemen Prime discussion. I heard a peric on this question from an enical of a prime. This is Michael Feinstein. Michael Feinstein, way back, he was Mr. a couple of years ago. He was a nephew of Moshe Feinstein, and he was married to a daughter of the Biskarov. That's Michael Feinstein. And he answered that as follows, that one has to say, that when the shemen was poured out and it refilled itself, it wasn't totally emptied. In other words, there was always obviously something left in the sides of the kli. It was poured out, some drops left. If the nest would be to create new shemen, then that's not shemen zayis. That's having come from the zayis. But if the nest was that the original shemen that was there became misrabah, The original shemen, there was a bit of shemen that was left, which was called shemen zayit, and that was nisraba. That was that increased. That became that was the nest. That shemen grew kaviyachol. Then that one could consider shemen zayit. As a result, that's what the Michal Feinstein says. He brings a very interesting raya. The raya is like this. First of all, yeah, one nekuda which is important is that we know that the Shemen HaMishcha, which is also a nekuda, which is Shemen HaMishcha, it says, Zeli l'doy reiseichem. Shemen HaMishcha was considered, Shemen HaMishcha was the Shemen which they used, oil was used to anoint all the Kelim, and it was the Mikdash, all the Kelim Gedolim, the Melachim, the kings, they were all anointed with Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen HaMishcha, Moshe Rabbeinu made it, we're not allowed to copy it, afterwards the Maskunta l'tach l'tach l'tach, you're not allowed to copy it, but the Shemen HaMishcha which they made, actually stayed l'doy reiseichem. So they asked, the same question. How could we say the Shemen HaMishcha in anointing, it must finish somewhere? It doesn't finish. How does it not finish? It's a nest. If it's a nest, so do not have the same problem as Rav Chaim asked, that it's a Shemen of nest, it's not Shemen Zayit. Shemen HaMishcha had a very, very, very careful recipe, the Shemen HaMishcha. Exactly how it was made, and this recipe was miraculous. So if it's Shemen of a nest, how do you consider this to be Shemen HaMishcha? The answer would be, since there was the original Shemen HaMishcha over there, the original Shemen HaMishcha, and that didn't finish. It continued every time it was Nisraba Me'atzmo, it became increased from its own nucleus, the own Kerem, the own original Shemen that was there, just increased. That's one riot. Another riot is also very interesting. There's a Targum Yonos of the Nazir. We go back a couple of weeks. The Parshas Vayetze. In Parshas Vayetze it says, Yaakov Avinu, when he woke up in the morning, after the first, after his Choloim, in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, and it was promised to the Bnei Yisrael, the bris with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he had the matzeva over there, and he says, Vayitzek Shemen Arosha. He poured Shemen onto this matzeva, and he said, Kamam the Lashon Baal Peh, of the Baruch HaKodesh, it's in the Yosef HaSenoloch. That was what Yaakov Avinu said. How did Yaakov Avinu have Shemen? How did Yaakov Avinu have Shemen? He just met Eliphaz. Eliphaz has robbed him of everything he's got. And he's got no Shemen. The Ramban brings down a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, and I've seen it in the other Midrashim as well. I think it could be even Yalkut Me'am Lo'ez could even bring it down as well. And he says that the stones, which Yalkut Me'am, we all know the stones, Yalkut Me'am Lo'ez put surround itself with stones, 12 stones, the stones started arguing, and the stones became one stone. The Medrash continues the nest, that after it became one stone, that in the morning, these stones formed a kad, formed a jug, and they became full of Shemen. And this was the shemen which Yaakov Avinu poured on the. This was the shemen which Yaakov Avinu poured onto this matzeva. Very interesting. Shemen of an S does not say in the pasuk shemen dies. So you took shemen alosh. Says the Targum Yonos of Nazir, va'orik mishcha alosh. Doesn't say shemen dies. Mishcha. He poured. Va'orik is make for poured. Mishcha shemen oil alosh on the matzeva. Further down the line in Parshas Vayishlach, we find Yaakov Avinu is coming back from Lavan after the Ma'aseh of Shechem. Yaakov Avinu made a matzeva, and again, Vayitzek Shemen al Roshoy. Again, he poured Shemen onto the and the it doesn't say Shemen Zayit in the passage, but the Targum Yonos of Nazir says Va'orik Mishcha Zeisa al Roshoy. After all, the Targum Yonos of Nazir, who is a Chazal, says at the beginning he said the first way around he said. Or Mishcha Reish, and here he says Mishcha Zeisa Reish. What's the difference? Says the Rebbe Michael Feinstein, and here what happened over here. Yaakov Avinu saw when initially there was a Shemen of Ness. This was a Shemen which came down in a Shemayim. That is not Shemen Zayit. It was completely and totally a Ness. It came down in a Shemayim. Yaakov Avinu was robbed. He had nothing with him. He lay down in Beis Er, woke up in the morning. There was Shemen Zayit there. There was Shemen there. Poured it on the Matzeva. That is not Shemen Zayit. That is Shemen of Ness. Further down the line, Yaakov Avinu comes back with his own possession. He has his own Shemen. Obviously, that is called Shemen Zayit. Even though the Torah says Shemen in both places, the Torah does not say Shemen Zayit. The Targum Yonos of Nazir differentiates between the two times. I would venture to suggest, and that's what we'll come to, I've already been maxing the Masuda that I'm going to come to, that it was not a completely new Shemen, but it was actually that Yaakov Avinu had this Pach Shemen. We'll soon see in Medrash that Yaakov Avinu took this Pach Shemen. It was very precious to him. The Pach Shemen which came down Min HaShemayim the first time round, which the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says to us that when Yaakov Avinu woke up in the morning there was a Pach Shemen there. I would venture to suggest that Yaakov Avinu took that Pach Shemen with him and he actually, even though it was Nishabah Me'atzmoy, he actually put in of his own shemen into this. He had, when he came out from Lavan, he was a rich man, he had his own shemen, and he actually added into his own shemen into this, and this made it called Shemen Zayit. I would eventually suggest that we'll see as we go along maybe why I want to say that. But for now, let's take that as it is. Yaakov Avinu initially had shemen, it was shemen of nes. Afterwards, the second time round, it was shemen zayit. That's what the middle five, and here we see shemen of nes is not shemen zayit. When you add your own shemen, here that is called shemen zayit already. He had his own shemen into this. There are three separate midrashim, which in different places, some are brought down by the Shach on the Torah, some are brought down the Al Kabeim Loes, and I'd like to maybe build together these three midrashim, and we'll see a mahalach which is negeir to Hanukkah, which is negeir to this parasha of Yaakov Avinu. There's a midrash which brought down the Shach on the Torah, and it said like this: Berech Loshen, Bimei Chashmonoi Motzoi Pach Shemen. In the time of Hanukkah, and they came into the Beis Hamikdash, the Timur Kol Hashmanim, there's no Shemen, Matzoi Pach Hashemen, they found a Pach Hashemen, V'hu Shemen Shem Mishcho, Shemen HaMishcho. They found Shemen HaMishcho. The Shemen that they found was actually not Shemen, not regular Shemen. Regular Shemen, regular oil which had been set aside for the menorah, that wasn't their oil. They found Shemen HaMishcho. It's a chiddush to me that they were allowed to light the menorah with Shemen HaMishcho, because Shemen HaMishcho had slightly different properties. It was Shemen Zayis, but it's a big chiddush to me that it's the Medrash. The Medrash says that they actually found the Shemen they found was Shemen HaMishcho. Now if we just go off and take a break a second, and we'll go back to the question which we spoke about before, the Beis Yosef, go back and we can answer straight away without answer on the Beis Yosef Kasha, on the Kasha which we asked on the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asked the question, why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah? 8 days of Hanukkah, we should only have 7 days. Why? Because at the first day, the Chorah was no nest, because we had the Shemen. We had Shemen. There's absolutely no need for a nest on that day, because there was Shemen anyway. Says the Beis Yosef an answer on that question, that as they poured it out, it refilled itself. It poured it out on the first day, poured it out, it refilled itself, poured it out, it refilled itself. Was asked over here a question, so if that's the case, why do we keep the eighth day? The eighth day, the Chorah should be first day it filled itself, second day it filled itself. On the eighth day there was absolutely no necessity for an egg. That was the question we asked beforehand. Now if we've got this shach, we've got a posh to answer. Because we said beforehand, we mentioned the Shemen HaMishcho was Zeli Lidoy Reseichen. Shemen HaMishcho was not Mismayah. Shemen HaMishcho stayed as it was. So therefore, here's the answer, posh to answer. On the eighth day, they poured it out, but this is the Shemen HaMishcho. Shemen HaMishcho says the Gemara in Hoyas, Zeli Lidoy Reseichen, it was never Mismayah, it remained full. But here again, on the eighth day, it had to actually refill itself. So the first day it refilled itself because of the Nes of Hanukkah, because of the Kiddush of the Menorah. But on the eighth day, it had to refill itself because of the sin of Zeli Lidoy Reseichen, because of the Shemen HaMishcho. You could argue maybe that's not Hanukkah, that's something else, but that would be a very good, nice answer to answer the basis of why do we need a net on the 8th day? The 8th day, because it was Shach says this was Shemen HaMishcho. Shemen HaMishcho stays as a Reseichem. Shemen HaMishcho had to be on the 8th day also Mishrava. So therefore we have Boshda answer. First day it was Mishrava, Hanukkah, second day, etc., etc. The 8th day, it actually came back on itself because it was Shemen HaMishcho. This was the Shemen HaMishcho which was for anointing, and it remained. Lofit Lovoy, it's Nignaz Lofit Lovoy, that's one of the things that Nignaz Lofit Lovoy will make Hashem, Sheh will come and have it again. And therefore on the 8th day was Mishrabah. That's the first medrash which I wanted to say over. It could be an answer. Yeah, you could argue that's not as Hanukkah, but it's enough for an 8th day. Not a full Lafke. Okay. Any excuse. There's another medrash which is brought, this is brought down Yalkut Shemomi definitely. I haven't written down exactly the Lashon, I'm sure if anybody wants to look, it's more than Yalkut Shemoni, and he says like this: Vayivasa Yankiv Levado. And this part is actually Daz Zekenin Baratosis of Hanot, Daz Zekenin Baratosis and also Benu Bachai. This first part, he says, Al Tiki Levado Yelo Lekado. Vayivasa Yankiv Levado, Yankiv Avinu stayed behind, Al Tiki Levado Yelo Lekado. This was, Yankiv Avinu was when he had to fight with the Malach. And he came to meet Esau the night before when he was meeting Esau. He moved all his possessions over. He stayed behind for Pachim Ketanim. Rashi said he stayed behind for Pachim Ketanim. And the Sotan, the Sarah Shal Esau, came along and had to fight. ויבוס ינקו לבדוי. אל תיקי לבדוי אלו לקדוש. What's the kadoy? Kad of shemen. That's what the Latinian Baptist says. And in fact, they also say a Russian, the Latinian Baptist, Adon, Levadoy, in Russian Kurdish, bad, Beit HaBad is a press. It's a press of all, an olive press, is a Beit HaBad. Levadoy, he stayed for the thing that came from the Beit HaBad, which was shemen life. Which is why I beforehand suggested that Yankov Avinu kept this Kad of Shemen that he had in the beginning of Parshas Vayetzi. This Parshas in the beginning of Vayishlach, but he kept this Kad of Shemen which he got from a nest in the Pirkei Avot Elazar, which says that he came when he first laid down in Beisel. He kept this Kad of Shemen. Al Tiki, the value of this Shemen was very precious for him. So the Yalkut says like this: Vayivot the Yankel Levade, Al Tiki Levade Lekade. Don't say the word Levade. Interchange the base and the chos, and it's Lekade. And it's Lekade. Me'ayim Boyeloizeh. Where did he get this Kad from? So again, he says. Because Yankov, he brings down that first medrash as well, where Yankov is going to put the stones round his head. The Hishkim Aboyke, he got up in the morning, on Matzon, and he found them. He found the Shemen there. And in Matzon, Evanachas, the Nizbatzaloi Kad Shemen, it became a Kad Shemen. And afterwards, Chozov in Ismale. After he poured it out, Chozov in Ismale, this is the medrash, the first part of the medrash which we said before. And then he says like this. And he saw that and he says, this is Shemen Hamazuman Lebrocha. Yankov Avinu saw the Shemen. He says, this Shemen is created for a Brocha. And he poured it out. And he said, this is the Shemen Shenim Shechu. This is the Medrash carries on. And this is the Shemen Shenim Shechu Akelim Bet HaMikdash. And this is also the Shemen, he says, which was when Eliyahu HaNavi gave Isha a Torah piece over there, where the Navi brings down that she came to Eliyahu HaNavi, she didn't have panosa, and Eliyahu HaNavi told the center, said, what have you got in the house? She's got oil, and again it refilled itself. And this is also the Shemen of Isha's Avadia. Avadia HaNavi, in the time of Achov, she kept the Nevi'im. Achov and Izebel was busy killing all the Nevi'im because they were the wife of Izebel, the wife of Achov, wanted to kill all the Nevi'im because she was over there as well. And it says there that Novi brings down that Avadya, Ashes Avadya, kept them, it was 100 of them, the Mora Echot, and she fed them. What did she feed them from? From the Shemen. And she had access to the Shemen, the Shemen was continually renewing itself. Now, again, the Medrash here says that this was the Shemen Amishcha. This Shemen was the Shemen Amishcha. That's another Medrash. A further Medrash is, it says, Rabbeinu Shem said to Yankov Avinu when he went back for the Pachim Ketanim, Atom Masarto Nafshecho Al Shemen Shelu, you are Moisa Nefesh for Pach, I think it says, you are Moisa Nefesh for Pach Cotton Shelu, you are Moisa Nefesh for a Pach, for a small jug for me, Chayecho, that I'm going to give your children a nest with a Pach Shemen. That's not a third Medrash. So if we follow all these Midrashim through and we put them all together, we can see a very interesting thread all the way along here. Yankov Avinu woke up in the morning after the first time he had Shemen of a Ness. Shemen of a Ness, which was Mishchalei, not Mishchazei, Shemen of a Ness. And he saw this is Shemen HaMazuman Lebrocha. This is Shemen, which is Mazuman Lebrocha, this is Shemen which is created for a blessing. He sees here a Gevaldige Ness, sometimes Shemen of Shemayim, and Benevoah, he thought, this is the Shemen that's going to continue renewing itself all the way along. We mentioned before, he says in the Medrash, that this is the Shemen HaMishcha. That's what he said before. This is also, he saw this was going to be Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen HaMishcha, which we said also had renewable properties, it also renewed itself. This is the Shemen HaMishcha. We brought down beforehand the Shach, which the Shach brings the Medrash, that it says that not only was the Shemen HaMishcha, but the Shemen HaMishcha was the actual Pach HaShemen which they found in Chanukah. And they found Chanukah, we said, what did they find? What Shemen did they find? All the Shemen was Matom, was Tomei. They found Shemen HaMishcha, which actually, by the way, is very interesting because I don't know, but I would suggest it says it was Chosum B'Chosum Moshe Kohen Gadol. It was stempled with a seal of the Kohen Gadol. So I don't know whether the Kohen Gadol worked in the olive factory, in the oil factory, the oil press. Every Shemen that came out of the conveyor belt, the Kohen Gadol was standing there busy getting his putting his stempel on it. Maybe yes. Sorry, the Chavitim, yeah, the Chavitim or Shemen HaMishcha, there's different midrashim. But I would have imagined that not necessarily every shemen zayis that was produced there had the chosim of the Kohen Gadol on. If it was minchas chavitin, it's also good. But if it was shemen amishcha, it could also be very applicable. This was a special shemen. It wasn't regular shemen. It wasn't regular. This was shemen amishcha. Shemen amishcha had the chosim of the Kohen Gadol. This had the stempel, the seal of the Kohen Gadol on it, because this was something special. So we're following through the thought. We're saying that this was the shemen which Yankov Avinu had, shemen of an es. This was also the shemen. Yankov Avinu was moisa nefesh for the shemen. Another question which we'd ask is, why was Yankov Avinu moisa nefesh for the shemen? Shemen is an oil. The moisa nefesh for it, you could ask the question, you know, after the moisa nefesh, in terms of an es. You could ask, you know, why was he moisa nefesh? Sorry? Not for the pach, it's a pach. So Rashi, so that's another problem. The problem with that, because there's a steer in the Midrash, and Rashi says it was pachin stanim. Pashas is mashman. The Gemara in Chulin said that he went back because tzadikim amoyim chovvelem to gufom, or yosim to gufom. So he went back for his own pachin stanim, which doesn't mamish stim with this. We're not going to have time, but could we answer that as well? Another nami. The Rashi which brings down the Gemara in Chulin doesn't actually go with all these Midrashim we're saying. We could answer it. We'll see if we have time. So again, let's get back to what we were saying. We have the three midrashim. We have the midrash we're saying that this was the shemen Yankov Avinu found in the morning. That was shemen. Let me call it shemen zayis. That was shemen shemes. We're saying Yankov Avinu went back for this pachim tanim, and this pachim tanim, or say one of them maybe, was the pach shemen, and that's why we're moist and nefesh, because we're saying that Yankov Avinu saw the nevuah the first time, and this is shemen that's going to keep going, and this is going to be the shemen amishcha. This is going to be the shemen amishcha. Yankov Avinu goes back for it. Pachim Ktanim. He goes back to it. He sees that we're going back to Moisa Nefesh for the Pachem. Say Chazal, you are Moisa Nefesh for Pachim Ktanim Shili. Chayecha, I'm going to give you, in Yemei Chashmonoi, I'm going to give you also to your children Pachem. Which is, if we're going following our Shem before, it is actually the same Pachem. Chayecha, that this Shemen which you went back for, which is the Shemen Amishra, we said before on the Shach says that this is the Shemen Amishra. So therefore, all the way along, we're following that it's the one that was one Pach HaShemen. It was the same Pach HaShemen that Yankov Avinu found. This was the Pach HaShemen which Yankov Avinu went back for, but there it was already called Shemen Zayis. Why was it called Shemen Zayis there? The Chaim says, Shemen Shel Nes is not Shemen Zayis. So we suggested before, and maybe Yankov Avinu actually added from his own. First time round, he didn't have any shemen, it's just been robbed by Arifa, there's nothing there. He woke up in the morning, we've got Pach Shemen. Further down the line, Yankov Avinu has money, has the Efsharut, the. Yeah, my English has gone down the drain. The ability to give his own shemen. He has the ability to give his own shemen. So, Yankov Avinu has the ability. Adds on the shemen, he goes back to this. Why? Because he sees that this is why was he moisa nefesh? Because he sees this is the moirid of the shemen. This is the shemen of an es. We have a slight question: why was moisa nefesh? We'll come to that. And he goes back and he gets the shemen, and this is the shemen amishcha, and this is the shemen that they found that came out, and they found it in the moisa chanukah. Okay, very gishmak of pshat, and that's the pshat. Why have we got the eighth day? That's why I have an extra eighth day. It's a very gishmak of pshat, very nice mahalach. What was the difference to us? First question. What are Chazal trying to tell us over here? What are Chazal trying to tell us over here? I think Yidua Chazal say Harogu b'nei have libonim talmidei chachamim. Somebody who has Gemara Shabbos, somebody who has Rogu b'nei, has his mahader in the meir, it's a school of have children talmidei chachamim. What's the school? Okay, it's a basic thing, it's a mitzvah, it's a special mitzvah, but we could go a bit deeper. Shemen Zayis, Shemen, is a simen of the Kerech of the Torah. We know that. Haroch for the Hachkim, Yadrim. Anybody who wants to be Yachkim, Yadrim, some people say that the Yadrim means to go south. What is south? South was the area where they produced the oil, but it's also, in the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah was on the south side. And in fact, as they say, if you want the person wants to have Tzech Mishmaim is learning when he's davening, although he's facing Midrash, as if he wants to become an Oisha, you see something done like this. So you know that he wants both things. He wants to, facing Midrash, but if he turns to the north, Shulchan, which is the Lechem Aponim, which is the Simon of Baruch Hashem, that was in the Tzofen, and the Dorim is the Chochmah. So you got somebody who wants to be Nehne Mishnei Shulchan, so he's busy davening, so that's why people are facing like this from side to side when they're davening. But Al-Koponim, Harim-Sulahach came out, and somebody wants to, Shemen Zayit is a Semel, Shemen Zayit is a sign of Chochmah Tatoya. Now, I'll show you the one more, we know, Melech Chassodim was Avraham Avinu, Avodas Hashem, Yitzchak Avinu, Kol Baram HaMizbeach, Kula Kodesh Hashem, the Omer Tatoya is Yaakov Avinu. That's Omer Tatoya, Yaakov Avinu is Omer Tatoya, Muvchesh HaBa'Avet, and his ponim, his face was Chokuk, on the Kisei HaKovet, actually one of the four sides of the Kisei HaKovet is Yanki Ovinu. Yanki Ovinu is the significance of the Perek HaTorah. So if we continue along the same train of thought, HaRogah Ben Avi Tamad HaChachomim, somebody who's Mahadar in the Indian of Shemen Zayis is the sign of the Perek HaTorah. Yanki Ovinu is Perek HaTorah. If we said before Yanki Ovinu got the Shemen Shonesh, originally it was Shemen Shonesh, which was not necessarily Shemen Zayis, but then we say Yanki Ovinu put in his own Shemen Zayis, because we said that afterwards it was called Shemen Zayis, and that was the Shemen that became the Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen HaMishcha has to be Shemen Zayis, so Yanki Ovinu added to the original cap, which if we continue as we were saying, the pshat is that the Kerech HaTorah of Yanki Ovinu, Yanki Ovinu is the Kerech HaTorah, and Shemen Zayis, Shemen is the same, it's significant, the Rish, the Rish, the Achim, Yadrim, Horogu, Benei, Havali, Bonim, Tamid, Echomim, that's also the Kerech HaTorah, it's called the sign of the Kerech. Yaakov Avinu, who is the Kerech HaTorah, put in extra Shemen Zayis with his own effort into this Kad, and that is the Kad which Rabbeinu Shem said to him, Chayecho, that you were Moisa Nefesh for my Kad, Pach Shemen, for my Kad, I will give you and your descendants the Pach Shemen in Chanukah. Chanukah where, well known, Lashkichom Terasecho, the Yevonim tribes, their main effort was to Torah should be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, Torah should be forgotten, should be taken away from Klal Yisrael. The Chochma maybe the Chochma HaTorah that it would, that we don't find necessarily the Yevonim wanted to take away, but the Amkas HaTorah, the Omar HaTorah, the main Skulas HaTorah that the Yevonim wanted to destroy from Klal Yisrael. So Yanki Avinu put in the Kerech HaTorah, extra Kerech HaTorah, and they said, Chayecha, your children are going to have this nest, your children are going to have the Shemen Zayis. Why was Yaakov Avinu Moisa Nefesh? Well, then that's the answer. The whole Mahus, the whole embodiment, personality of Yaakov Avinu was one thing. Torah, Torah, Torah. That was Yaakov Avinu. Torah, Avodah, Gemilah, Chasodim. The Spitz of Avraham was Chesed. The Spitz of Yitzchak was Avodah. The Spitz of Avraham, Yaakov Avinu was Kabbalah HaTorah. That was Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu said, if I don't have that, I've got nothing. So Yaakov Avinu is Moisa Nefesh to get this Pach Shemen, because the Pach Shemen by Yaakov, that is the Shemen. That is the Torah. That is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was Moisa Nefesh for this Shemen. In order to bring this Shemen, further, the Rebbeinu Shem says, you are Moisa Nefesh for the Torah. Chayecho, I'm going to give your children this Shemen Zayis. I'm going to continue through the Torah. And when the Yevonim try and come, and they want to be oiter the Torah, they want to remove the Torah, or Belashkicham Torah, to make Torah forget. No, you, Yaakov Avinu, have put your Perek HaTorah in. You, Yaakov Avinu, have created an extra impetus, an extra Kerech into the Shemen which is the Oritzel HaKim Yadrim, which is the Shemen which is the sign of the Torah. Here, I'm going to give your children, I promise you, your children are going to have, when the Yevonim come, they're going to get this same Shemen Zayis, this same Shemen HaMishcha, which is the Kerech HaTorah, for Leyom Bosh HaTorah and Tichon Pizarcho. I've got 2 minutes left, I'm going to just finish off one Nekuda, which I think is the icing on the cake. And that's something which is very negative to such a beautiful program as I can see here. I'm going to go back to the neighbor and tell them they've got to institute something like that over there. Is it so good and so gewaldig what we're saying? I have one question. Yaakov Avinu goes back, Moisa Nefesh for the Torah. Along comes Sarah Shalais. Along comes Sarah Shalais and starts with him. Punkt now, Yaakov Avinu is doing such a gewaldig gewach. Here the Sarah Shalais comes along and starts with him. And he had a certain success. So he couldn't do anything. He did manage to, some say he broke his hip, he didn't break his hip, but he hurt Yaakov Avinu, and some say chapter that was for the tzatzoim, for the children, after the Yerichol, the Mokum, which creates the procreation afterwards. And that is why Yaakov Avinu, that is where he was Nagea, that's where he got. And if we say it's in the Kerech HaTorah, that means the whole thing was Torah all the way along. So he actually got him in a place that his children will have a certain difficulty with learning Torah, which is the whole all the way along, which we have, which is the biggest detail which we have all the way along to Yelder, not Lerner, Shlofayim, etc. But why did the Sultan come along now? So there's a Chofetz Chaim which says that the stocking was going, you know, he, this is one thing he couldn't take. Avoid he can take, it's most sudden he can take there. The Tam Tatoya, which is the main focus of our life, that the stocking couldn't take, he had to go for this. That's maybe the reason we're saying the Chofetz Chaim. I would suggest a verbal, but it's, I think it's very good. Now, Yavosa Yaakov, it says, Yavosa Yaakov Levado. He has to stay behind himself. Torah is a thing which one learns by rabbi. One comes in a Beis HaMedrash and there's a tzibur there, and one learns together with the Olam. The Gemara in Brachah says, Cherev al Abadim. Cherev al Abadim is a cherev on a Tamid Chomim Shiyoshim Bad Vabad, Voiskim Batoyah. The learning Torah, Voiskim Batoyah, the Cherev al Abadim, Cherev al Tzaneim Shadisoyah. He talks about Tzaneim Shadisoyah, means the Tamid Chomim, Eilu Tamid Chomim Shiyoshim Bad Vabad, that about each one sits by himself. Voiskim Batoyah, you're learning, but you're on your own. Say Chazal, if a Talmud is Chomim, or anybody is learning, and he's learning, he sits on his own, it's a completely different learning than when a Tzibur comes together. But Yavosei Yaakov Levado, Yaakov stayed behind on his own. So even though Yaakov, he was Moshe Nefesh Betoyer, Yaakov is going back for the Shem and Amishcha, which is, we say all the way along, Yavosei Yaakov Nefesh, and Chazal say to us, that's why Yaakov got the Schus of Ne'er Chanukah, which is Lashichem Perosecho, and this was the antidote, pre-prepared for the whole thing. You have to stay behind on your own. You stay on your own, come to the top. You stay on your own, you're completely on your own. Here we give a Jesus regal, we give a little opening for the sun to come in, and you have the medium of Aslacha. So David Stelzman, so see how great the Tibor, there's not at the Hepech of Avos Yankel Levade, we're all together, coming on Chanukah, there's man, Haroi Tzalachim Yadim, Shemen Zayit, Torah, Gdula, Mokka Mechot, Amen.